بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. الحمد لله. Tonight is the 23rd of September in the year 2017. الحمد لله. We moved on to the 131st night that we're going through the exalted and dear life of the Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu. And I'm on the section in which we're taking a glimpse into some of his blessed and priceless words of wisdom. And Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu, he was discussing the importance of patience and gratitude. On the same theme, Ibrahim rahmatullah alayhi had related, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu, he once heard a man say, "O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I wish to spend my wealth and my life in your path." To this Sayyidina Umar responded radiyallahu, "Why doesn't any of you remain silent, exercising patience when in difficulty and expressing gratitude when enjoying prosperity?" This is in Abu Na'im al-Hilya, Kanz al-Umal, volume 2, page 154, Hayat al-Sahaba, volume 4, page 175 of the New English Translation. So in this report, this man was basically asking to be tested. His dua was, "O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I wish to spend my wealth and my life in your path." In other words, give me an opportunity to give, so I can give all my wealth and give my life. So Umar radiyallahu anhu, he told him the more important thing. He goes, "Leave this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you are in patience, in difficulty, exercise patience. And when you are enjoying prosperity, express gratitude." So know the difference. You don't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to test you. Whatever condition you're in, apply it appropriately. You understand? Right? So if Allah ta'ala is testing you, then show patience. Don't ask for it. And in ease, show gratitude. The importance of gratitude is such that in Ibn Abi Dunya, in his Ash-Shukr, page 18, Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu anhu, he relates that our beloved Messenger said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Blessings and the good and bad deeds will be brought on the day of resurrection. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suddenly say to just one of the blessings, 'Take your right out of his good deeds.' I.e., for he has shown no gratitude for this blessing. Thus the single blessing would take out all of his good deeds." Astaghfirullah. So let's look at this blessed report. So what three things will be brought in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Good deeds, bad deeds, and ni'mah, blessings. Now if Allah ta'ala wants to destroy you, it's very easy. He will take out a blessing that you haven't thanked him for. So a person goes, "Well, how? Too many blessings. You can't count them," the Quran says. And that one blessing, he will tell, he will command, that one blessing that you never thanked for. Take from his good deeds, take your right. That one blessing will wipe out all your deeds. So what is the lesson from this? The lesson is, you should always be in a state of gratitude. "O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I thank you for all the known blessings. But probably more importantly, I thank you for the blessings I'm unaware of." And if you make these sincere supplications, Allah ta'ala will not take you to task. And that shows the importance of gratitude. People think patience, they understand. But gratitude, they think, "Oh, this is an optional thing." They don't understand how important it is. Just as, if not more important than patience. Now one can appreciate more so the following narration on the authority of Ikrimah. In Abd ibn Humayd, Kanz al-Umal, volume 2, page 154. Hayat al-Sahaba, volume 4, page 174-5 of the New English Translation. Sayyidina Umar, radiyallahu, he once passed by a leper who was also blind, deaf and dumb. So imagine, this man has got, he's suffering from leprosy. So his skin's falling off his body, basically. He's not only suffering from leprosy, he's blind, he's deaf, and he's dumb. Sayyidina Umar then turned to the people and said, do you see any of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this man? So the people looked at each other. They looked at the man and they said, we can't see any blessing, Amirul Mu'mineen. He's blind, he's deaf, he's dumb, and he's suffering from leprosy. So Umar radiallahu anhu, he responded, why not? Do you not see that he is able to urinate with ease and without the urine holding back or coming out with difficulty? This is indeed an extremely great bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I thus, he must express gratitude. So think about that. So obviously, without thinking too deeply about the matter, you can't see the blessings in this person. All the major ones are taken out. But Umar wasn't superficial. He goes, can you see any blessings that he has to thank Allah Ta'ala for? And what blessing did he notice that he had? He could control his urine. The fact that there was no urine on the floor shows he was controlling this. His clothes were not getting soiled. He goes, this is such a great blessing. And he has to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. Meaning, people think that they will go into a situation where now gratitude isn't appropriate. Have you noticed this? And they'll even say, you know, you hear this kufr statement, what should I show gratitude for? I'm in a really bad state. I'm sure you must have heard this from people. He goes, look at the state I'm in. He goes, what should I show gratitude for? And that's kufr. That's a statement of kufr. Why? Because you don't realize how many blessings that Allah has bestowed upon. Imagine that man. He still has to show gratitude. Despite the fact he can't see, he can't hear, he can't talk, and he's got leprosy. So where do you fall into the equation? Think about that. You know, where do you fall into this equation? Similarly, Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, in Ibn Abi Hatim, Kanz al-Umal, volume 2, page 151, Hayat al-Sahaba, volume 4, page 175 of the New English Translation, he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tests those whom he has given plenty to see whether they are grateful. His gratitude then to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfills the duty he owes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sustenance and bounties Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with. It's a test. If Allah ta'ala basically gives you plenty, this is a test. People don't realize this is a test. When a person loses everything, everybody goes, he's been tested. Nobody even bats an eyelid. When you see a person well off in ease, you say, he's been tested. And the person goes, tested with what? So Umar radiallahu anhu said, if you are given plenty, Allah Ta'ala is testing to see whether you're going to be grateful. And if you don't show gratefulness, you haven't shown gratitude for what Allah Ta'ala has given you. Now, what level should we take this to? There's a hadith in Ibn Majah, where Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, the report mentions that the Prophet entered the dwelling, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he saw a breadcrumb on the floor. And he said, oh Aisha, honor the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you do not, Allah Ta'ala will take them away from you. Let me ask you a question. Breadcrumb. So what happened? Imagine, you know, what were they eating in the holy chamber? One breadcrumb was on the floor, not half a chapati. One breadcrumb. And the Prophet said, honor it, otherwise you will lose it. And what's one of the greatest forms of ingratitude? Waste. There's a saying or a proverb, waste not, want not. Right? If you don't want anything, you're a noble person. Why? Because you're independent. And do not waste. That also makes you noble. There's a report in Razin and Mishkat where our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever cleans his plate, and he cleans it so there's nothing left, the plate makes a supplication for you. The plate makes a dua for you. And the nearest meaning that the plate, the dua of the plate is, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as he has saved me, save him, I from your punishment. Meaning, he's not left anything. Now look how shaitan works. If you see a person cleaning the plate, What do people say? This is another statement of kufr. Brother, I didn't know you were that desperate. Right? You know, they'll say all that because of, you know, brother, shall I get you another sandwich? Now, it's kufr. Because he's now belittling the sunnah. And if he knows it, it takes him out of Islam. If he doesn't know it, he has forgiveness out of ignorance. This is shaitan. And look how interesting. The wealthy and famous, they say it is actually honorable to leave food. Because we just ordered to show that our status. There was a documentary with one of the actors. And then he says, you go to these, and they ridiculous amount, a little bit of food you see, and a plate, maybe like a 2 fingers worth of food. And it's about $500. And they don't even eat it. Because we only ordered it to show you that what we can order. So not only are they showing extravagance, they're showing absolute ingratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they say this is honorable. If we eat it, it lowers our status. We just need to be in this restaurant to let people know what social group we belong to. Astaghfirullah. Imagine. Just eat the food, your fruitcake. $500, imagine. And then they lose their weapons. You see him, penniless, in prison, locked up. What happened? Ingratitude. Not only this, but gratitude opens up further blessings. For Sayyidina Umar said that the Allah in the Nuri, Kanz al-Umal, volume 2, page 151, Ayat al-Sahaba, volume 4, page 176 of the New English Translation, the grateful ones always receive more from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So seek more from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and he recited, Surah Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wa salam, Surah 14, verse 7. La in shakartum la azidannakum. If you show gratitude, then I will certainly grant you more. Subhanallah. If you show gratitude, then I subhanahu wa ta'ala shall certainly grant you more. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is now saying the opposite. If you get into a state of gratitude, you're actually unlocking further blessings for yourselves. And where's the proof he gives? The ultimate proof, the Quran. Allah Ta'ala says, if you are grateful, I'll give you more. With regards to this holy verse, Ali ibn Abu Salih, rahmatullah alayh, interestingly commented, I, subhanahu wa ta'ala, will give you more of good deeds. Because that's the meaning. I, subhanahu wa ta'ala, will give you more of good deeds. This is in Ibn al-Mubarak in his Zuhd, number 320. Ibn Abi Dunya in his Ash-Shukr, number 194. So the Quran says, if you show gratitude, I will give you more. Give you more of what? One of the Salaf said, you will be given the tawfiq to do more good deeds. Look how amazing. If somebody goes to you, I find it difficult to do good deeds. And you say this to him, increasing gratitude. He will turn to you and think, what the heck are you on about, brother? I'm telling you, I'm finding it difficult to do this and that. And you're asking me to increase in gratitude. He doesn't realize there's a link. One of the Salaf said, I will give you more of good deeds. This is the meaning. Our beloved messenger himself warned, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Ghazali in his Minhaj al-Abidin, page 466 of the English translation, verily the blessings also bolt like the bolting of wild animals. Hence tether them with gratitude. Subhanallah. Verily the blessings also bolt like the bolting of wild animals. Hence tether them with gratitude. So now the Prophet mentioning the ghayb. He goes, blessings, there's something strange about blessings. Their natural state is to move away from you. Look how interesting that is. The natural state of a blessing is not to come to you, it's to move away from you. This is what the Prophet said. Then he said, sallallahu, the second thing. Therefore, tether it. You know, like you say, a cowboy using the lasso. And he throws it onto the cattle. He stops it from bolting. He goes, tether the blessing by gratitude. It stops it from being lost. Look how amazing. Could anybody have heard this out? No. It's the ghayb. And that's why, look at all these sayings, when you get older and wiser, you realize it's probably divine. What do they say? Use it or lose it. What the heck was it? Use it or lose it. Where did you get that from, brother? He goes, what do you mean use it or lose it? If you don't use it, you lose it. Mm. Use it, why? Because when you use something, usually it's productive. If you don't use it, you lose it. Why? Because you're not showing gratitude by using it. Indeed, such are the importance of these two essential characteristics in the believer's life that our beloved messenger himself said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Iman is composed of two parts. One half of it is patience, and the other half is gratitude. Iman is composed of two parts. One half of it is patience, and the other is gratitude. This is in Bayhaqi, Tafsir Mazhari, Ma'rif al-Quran, Volume 5, page 253 of the English translation. You've got complete Iman. But now you understand it's not as simple as lip service. Patience is not easy. There's levels like I mentioned. And gratitude is not easy if you reflect upon it. Why? Because you might forget to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is enough to destroy you. But these two are completing your Iman. Sabr and shukr. Sabr and shukr. Because these are two essential characteristics of the believers. Also bear in mind that our beloved messenger said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, talking about the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an act of gratitude. Talking about the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an act of thanks or gratitude. This is in Al-Abshihi, in Al-Mustarraf. So think about that. If somebody goes to you, he starts talking about his eyesight, and he's not thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He goes, the eyesight, the pupil, the cornea, and he starts. If he's got Iman, just talking about it is gratitude. Now why does it become gratitude? Because your heart's automatically saying it. As soon as you talk about any blessing, you noticed. You talk about any blessing, you don't need to do shukr. By just talking about it, you're exposing yourself to gratitude. And that's why the ulama said, speak about the blessings, talk about the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the Quran, like I mentioned, in two places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. There's two verses mentioning this. If you try to count the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you cannot enumerate it. Now what's strange about these two passages, Allah Ta'ala uses the singular. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةً. If you try to count the blessing, singular, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you cannot enumerate it. What does this mean? It means that every blessing is eternally linked to other blessings. There is no blessing that's singular. You understand? So a person goes, I can thank Allah Ta'ala for a blessing. Okay, name one. The hair on your head. You can't. Why can't I? Quran says it. You can't enumerate one blessing. Because go on, I don't understand. Okay. Ya Allah, thank you for the hair on my head. But what is it linked to? He goes, oh yeah, it's linked to my skin. And thank you for my skin. How does the skin function? And he goes, nutrition. And thank you for nutrition. Where do you get nutrition from? And then he realizes, hang on a minute. So note, Allah the Almighty and Glorious says, you cannot thank me for one blessing, let alone thank me for all blessings. And then at the end of these two verses, there's a slight difference. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in one verse, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَذَلُومًا كَفَرٌ. Verily man is an oppressor and ingrate. Look how interesting. Allah Ta'ala goes, you can't thank me for one blessing. But man is an oppressor and ingrate. In the other verse, it ends, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the forgiving and merciful. So look how interesting. Allah Ta'ala answers this predicament of yours. Because you can't thank me for one blessing. And there's two types of people now that I will deal with. One is I'll forgive. I'm the forgiving, the merciful. The other, he says, he is oppressed. He is a kafir. Inna al-insana la-zaluman kafar. Kafir is actually, it means the ungrateful. Doesn't mean unbeliever. If you ask an Arab, what does kafir mean? Because it means the ungrateful. Can there be a worse title given to you? Somebody calling you a kafir. Brother, I've got tawheed, I've done PhD in it. Say, brother, calm down. Right? Allah calls you a kafar in the Quran because you're not showing gratitude. when Shaitan was cursed on day one, what did he say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You will find most of them ungrateful. He gave the game plan up. He goes, I'm going to destroy them. And he told you how he's going to destroy you. Because you will find most of them ungrateful. Meaning, and Allah Ta'ala didn't correct that. Allah Ta'ala didn't say wrong. Most of them would be grateful. He testified to the fact that most of us are going to be ungrateful. Look at the sad state of affairs. Most of us are ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his blessings. Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, what was his beautiful saying? He mentioned the health. He was talking about health. And he said, health is a crown on the head of the healthy, which only the ill can see. Subhanallah. Health is a crown on the head of the healthy, which only the ill can see. So most of us here are healthy. Can you see the crown? No, brother, I can't. If you're ill, when you see a healthy person, what do you see? There's the ingratitude. We've all got the crowns. Why are we doing shukr in times of health as well? Why do we need to wait for illness to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Imagine, look at all the blessings in your body working perfectly fine. Soon as one of them malfunctions, you start thanking Allah ta'ala. Ya Allah, thank you for this. Please make me better. But why weren't you thanking when you were healthy? Did you wait for a, you know, does to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Think about that. And that's why the ulama say that one of the ways to focus in your salah is to focus upon the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you've got so many blessings, look how these silly things that go through your mind, I can't concentrate. But it's not as if you've lost, you've only got a few blessings. You can think about blessings till Qiyamah. So as soon as you enter your salah, I say, okay, here we go. When I start drifting, I'll think about the blessings. So your mind starts drifting, right? Concentrate on your eyesight. Suddenly you start going to shukr mode. And you're standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the salat now, how powerful it becomes. So note, it actually helps you in terms of worship as well. If you read the Quran, which we don't, but if you read the Quran, Allah ta'ala mentions something very interesting. There's a surah called Surah Sabah. So who was Sabah? Anybody know?
The people from a certain part of the land, Allah subhanahu describes it in the actual surah. He makes reference to the people of the sandy hills or something like that.
Okay, good. So they're a nation, a people. They were from Yemen. In English, they're called Sheba. Who was the famous ruler of this place? Queen of Sheba, right? Bilqis, radiallahu anha. So if you read it, very interesting. Allah Ta'ala first describes Sheba, Saba. And what does he say about them if you read the surah? He says that they used to be so blessed that even when on their journeys, they had safety as well. You know, normally when you're traveling, you have to go in the old days to like places of inns, you know, taverns, so you can spend the night safely. They were that secure, they used to walk freely. Nobody would attack them, everybody was blessed. Fruit would be in such abundance for them that when they were traveling, they didn't even need to pick it off the tree, it'd fall. So imagine just traveling and just picking bananas up, oranges up. Right? Why? Because the Shariat says you can eat whatever falls off a tree. You can't pick it. Right? So then guess what happened? Allah Ta'ala said, I took this away from them because they were ungrateful. Read the Quran. When you're reading magazines. Right? And now, where's Sabah? They're not even in existence. It's like a tale. You think, who was this Queen of Sheba? What's this? What's happened to them? Why were they wiped out? Because they showed ungratefulness. Allah Ta'ala gave them so much, they didn't thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then guess what happened? Straight after the narration of Sheba, or before it, sorry, Allah Ta'ala talks about Suleiman alayhi salatu wasalam. So why does Allah Ta'ala talk about Suleiman alayhi salatu wasalam first? And then only after that, he talks about Saba. Because Suleiman alayhi salatu wasalam, he married the queen of Sheba. She became Muslim, and they were in a state of gratitude. But after Suleiman alayhi salatu wasalam left the world, the people got weak, these same people now fell into ingratitude. They were wiped out. And this is why if you look at the world over, you see this happening. People say, what's happening in Yemen? What's happening in Syria? What's happening here and there? Many reasons you can give. One is maybe the Muslims are not showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala takes away their blessings. So note, this is a very important subject. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was highlighting this again and again. Because this is such an important thing for you to understand. It's not just as simple as saying, Alhamdulillah. You should be thinking deeply about this. And that's why if you are grateful, you are very close to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which great messenger is described as being grateful in the Quran? Nuh. In Surah Isra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Abdan Shakura. Look at these titles that Allah has given him. He goes, he was a servant most grateful. How long did he live? Over 1,000 years. Allah says he is an absolute servant and he was so grateful to him. That is such a huge maqam given to Nuh, one of the 5 mighty messengers, you know, the 5 great ones. So gratitude is so important, right? And if you are grateful, Allah will give you more. Alhamdulillah. In fact, just to add this to finish, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he teaches you a dua. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in Bayhaqi, if you are aspiring for something and you are given it, then say, Alhamdulillahilladhi bi ni'mati tatimmu as-salihat. All praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with whose blessings the virtue is attained. And if you are not given it, say, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. All praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every condition. Now, if you truly understood this hadith, you'll be grateful. You're in a state of gratitude. Why? Because you're either going to get something and you make this dua, or you don't get it and you make the other dua. Right? So note, you know, ask Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you from these priceless blessings. So all I mentioned today was Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu now talking about the importance of gratitude. I mentioned it very briefly last night. And one of the Salaf mentioned that to be in ease and to be grateful is easier for me than to be tested and to show patience. But Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, I don't care which one it is. Whichever beast of burden is waiting, if it's patience, Alhamdulillah, I'm ready for it. And if it's gratitude, I'll show the gratitude. He was stronger. But now he's specifically talking about gratitude. So again, very important things from the great Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Are there any questions you'd like to ask? Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun alal mursalin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wal asr innal insana lafi khusr. Alladhina amanu wa amilus salihat. Wa asbahu wa sabara. Sadaqallahu alazim.